We'll call the public hearing to order pertaining ordinance number 149.
Michelle Swanson is here if there's any questions or concerns in relation to the ordinance number 149, which is basically granting a electric franchise agreement to Northern States Power, I believe they still go under, right? DBA Xcel Energy.
Do you have some questions?
I think I've gotten everything ironed out from a city standpoint, the questions and concerns we had. I've met, Michelle, we've talked about this for about a year on and off. I've met with attorney, we've gone over it. And just the attorney had some minor changes about if there were any disputes to get it in Carver County Court District instead of us having, you know, if there was an issue, having to go all the way down to Hennepin. Just a few other discussions was like tree trimming was a big one, but they have industrial standards that they have to pertain to. So, you know, one thing I was trying to get at was the fact that if we could have a little say on the tree trimming, but as we talked, we realized that they have standards they have to abide by. So it's kind of tough to look at what kind of standards we'd want versus theirs because we'd have to abide by their industrial standards. And then the only other real, just some minor wording, and that was about it. So basically, I believe it'll be for 20 years, correct?
And that's what it was?
And that's what it was.
Any other cities give any opposition to the 20, or it's...
Should I come up here or answer from here, or...
Oh, you can come up if you won't mind.
Jerry said, my name's Michelle Swanson, Xcel Energy. And I believe all our franchises are 20 years, other than with the city of Indianapolis. And that was kind of a recent occurrence. I think a very special situation with the city of Indianapolis. But otherwise, we have over 400 franchises in the state of Minnesota, and they're 20 years.
Okay. I was just curious if there were any other ones that are different.
I'm not aware of anyone other than Minneapolis, and it could be St. Paul, but those are the only ones that I'm aware of. And we basically asked for the 20 years because it's a longer term, and we make long-term investments in our infrastructure. I do want to add, however, that this franchise, at any time, if the city wants to open it up for discussion on some point or points, it says exactly in this franchise that they can approach us, and we'll have an open dialogue with you. And if there's changes that need to be made to this, if we both agree to them, you know, we can make changes in the franchise.
Counsel, any other concerns, questions?
In reading it, I don't think it's signed. There's no exclusivity that we're giving Xcel in this matter, right?
Well, in the state of Minnesota, there's a signed electric service territory, so you are in our service territory. So we are your service provider. I mean, unless the state of Minnesota, the Public Utilities Commission decided to kind of, you know, get rid of the service territories and make things competitive and compete. But until that changes, there's established service territories in the state of Minnesota. And you're in our service territory.
I guess the reason why I asked the question is more with the solar farm boom or conversation with the wind farm.
Okay.
And how some of that buyback or rebating that's going on, if something were to come forward for us here in Hamburg, would it be something that we would be able to entertain and then be able to attack and create a whole?
Yeah, well, I'm not an expert on, you're talking about the whole community solar gardens where communities are, like Cologne just announced.
You're familiar with SunShare?
Yeah, and I'm somewhat familiar with that, but having a franchise with us does not in any way affect your ability to participate in a community solar garden program. For example, we don't have a franchise with Cologne, but we have a franchise with Champion Sun. And we have a franchise with a lot of cities who are looking at that opportunity with the developers. And I guess what I would offer you too is if you are interested in hearing from us about community solar gardens, I can certainly set something up, bring an expert out here, whether it's a work study session or just meet with any of you at a different time other than the evening, or we can come in the evening, and we're more than happy to talk to you about that community solar garden program. And I would be able to bring a technical expert with me then at that point.
But the fact that those solar gardens would be feeding into the Xcel Energy grid, and all of our energy is obtained from Xcel Energy, I would think that that's a moot point, because we're still dealing with one company, Xcel, because you've got the territory assigned to you.
Right, and what happens in that whole program, and again, I'm not an expert, but the idea is that, you know, you would receive a credit from us for part of the community solar garden program, but we're still your energy provider.
And that SunShare has a partnership with Xcel, I believe.
You know,
correct?
I believe what it is we don't have, I'm not aware that we have a partnership with any of the developers. Developers are going out and seeking subscribers and setting up these deals. Developers will submit or have submitted proposals to us, which are in the queue and being reviewed by our distribution area. You know, to make sure that, you know, if you're going to have a community solar garden, depending on where it's located, can the distribution substation, you know, handle that kind of load, et cetera. So from the very technical things, we will be evaluating the proposals, and we will approve developer proposals if they meet our criteria. But it's clearly the developer's responsibility to work with customers like cities or businesses to set kind of a whole deal up. And all that, so in that way, we're not involved. But they understand there is rules out there from the Public Utilities Commission right now that kind of talk about how everything should be structured in terms of what the credit is, how much it is, etc. So there are some rules. But right now, Xcel's biggest role is they submitted proposals to build these solar gardens, and we're reviewing those solar gardens. They're responsible for the subscribers. And again, I'm more than happy to bring a technical expert out for you.
We'll have to see if that comes to that. Anything else from council? And that's other than that. If there's nothing else, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Appreciate the time.
Yeah, thank you.
At this point, I suppose we can adjourn.
Yeah, and then the actual ordinance
will be in the
further discussion for approval during the council meeting.
Great. So I guess I do a motion. Second?
Aye.
Motion made and seconded to close to adjourn the public hearing. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.